Okay, everyone should fasten their seatbelts. The month of learning, the month of El, has been fantastic, really jam-packed with lots of starim, shiurim. We finished eight blatim Maseches Sanhedrin, just about. We've had shiurim for ourselves, for the community, and all of that was made possible by Alan and Jacqueline Cooperman in honor of their children. They sponsored the month of El, so we're appreciative of that. This week has been sponsored as well by the Kasdan family. We're appreciative of that. Today's learning itself has been sponsored in honor of the yard site of Reb Tzin Tovi Schreier by the Schreier family. I personally know the Schreier family very well, and it's a kavod to us to have a sponsorship by them. The one of the Schreiers that's responsible for the sponsorship also is someone who I've had the opportunity to learn with on many occasions, and so it's very meaningful to me that he sponsored today's learning, L'Zeichen Nishmas, his mother. And we daven that the learning should be Ilui Nishmas Ataka. And this shouldn't even be legal. You'd think we made the budget based on four sponsorship for one day of learning, but the truth is that we're still short, so don't be discouraged or deterred. But this shiur itself, this Parsha shiur, is sponsored as well by Rabbi Daniel and Panina Mezi. Their message is, in honor of Rabbi Steinmetz and Rabbi Peer, wishing them great atzlacha in their avodas hakodesh. Rabbi Mezi was my Rebbe in high school, is my Rebbe, and Rabbi Peer's Rebbe as well. And it's extremely meaningful, I know, to me, and I'm sure to Rabbi Peer as well, to have his support in this new endeavor and his support for this particular shiur. So, this is a Parsha Chabur, so we got to talk about the Parsha HaShavua. So the Parsha HaShavua is Parsha Nitzavim, and we have a pasuk in the Parsha which says, V'shavta ad Hashem l'kecha, that you're supposed to do tshuva. That's a debate in the Mepharshim, whether that means you're supposed to do tshuva or that you will do tshuva. The Ramban famously understands the pasuk to be a reference to the mitzvah d'oraisa, the biblical command that we should do tshuva. So it's a good opportunity, given that and the non-coincidental timing of being Erev Rosh Hashanah, to talk about tshuva. Okay, so the Rambam, if you have in source number one, or you have a Rambam open in Hilchos Tshuva, he starts Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, as follows. Kol mitzvah sheba Torah, any mitzvah in the Torah, bein esei, bein lo esei. It's interesting that the Rambam tells this halacha from the perspective of the mitzvahs almost. It's like the salami sandwich story at Kayadua. It's not from the perspective of the chote, it's from the perspective of the mitzvahs almost. Kol mitzvah sheba Torah, bein esei, bein lo esei. Imavar adam malachas mehen, bein bezadam, bein mishkaga. Kishayasa tshuva, when a person does tshuva from those of Eretz, so we were just talking about, v'yashav mecheto, when he does tshuva, double lashon, kishayasa tshuva, v'yashav mecheto, returns from his sin. Much to say about that. Says the Rambam, chayv lezvados, the chiyuv, the obligation upon him, is lezvados, to do vidoy, to confess his sins, lifnei hakel baruch hu, in front of a kadosh baruch hu, shenemar, in the presence of kadosh baruch hu, shenemar, isho isho hiyasa, etc. Fine. Zeh vidu dvarim, this is the vidu, the verbal confession that we're supposed to make, articulate. Vidu zeh mitzvah esei, that's the mitzvah esei. Ketzad mizvadin, how does this vidu happen? What's the recipe? What are you supposed to do? Omer, a person says, Ana Hashem chatasi, avisi, pashati, lefanecha, vasisi, kach v'kach, I sinned, I did the following things. Vari nechamti, v'boshti, I regret it, I'm embarrassed. V'masai, probably v'masai in plural. So you admit, you confess, you're modal emes, you express regret and embarrassment. Embarrassment is a crucial part of tshuva, according to the Rambam and according to Rabbein Yon as well, so on the Ikari tshuva. And you have a kabbalah al asid, you take upon yourself that you're not going to do the aveiras again. It says Rambam, zehu ikar shel vidoy. That's the whole vidoy. That's the basis of vidoy. V'chol amar b'lizvados marech b'inyin zeh harei zeh meshubach. Go on, and that's the Harezah Meshubach, like Seder night, like other cases where the Rambam says Harezah Meshubach about being Marach on things. So here you be Marach on Vidui. That's a Maila, that's a Shvach. What exactly those words mean, maybe we'll come back to it at the end, hopefully. We're not there, but okay. Yeah, then the Rambam says the same thing applies by anyone who's doing Tshuva with a Karban. They have to say a Vidui a la Karban, Chatas, Asham, etc. L'chora, this Rambam is tamua, because the Rambam here is kolel everything that you need to do for tshuva. Ketzad mizvadin, vidoy is the, however you want to say, with the minchas chinuch approach or not, vidoy is definitely the feature, the main staple of the process of tshuva, for sure. Vidoy is the main part of tshuva. This is kolel, he's giving us the recipe for ketzad mizvadin, how to do tshuva. So he tells us, you have to admit your sins, you have to have charata, you have to have busha, you have to have a Kabbalah al-Asid. And yeah, you can go on and on. That's what the Rambam says. Zehu ikar shavidoi. What's he missing? The Rambam never mentions, not in this case, and not in all the cases following with all the korbanos, the concept of bakashas mechila. Not once does the Rambam say that a person, when he stands before the Ribono Shel Olam on Yom Kippur, or any other time of year that he's doing tshuva, that when he does a vidui, he's supposed to say, slach lanu mechal lanu kaper lanu. Never. It doesn't show up in the Rambam. So what's the pshat? The Rambam left out bakashas mechila? Isn't that the whole tachlis? Isn't that the whole purpose, the whole goal that we're aiming for, that we're striving for? Lifnei Hashem titaru on Yom Kippur. The rest of the year we're doing tshuva. How did the Rambam leave out bakashas mechila? If that doesn't bother you, so at least you should see there's a contrast here. If you look in source number two, you see the Chovas Levavos, other Rishonim as well. The Chovas Levavos are being in Bachya, in Shara Tshuva, Perak Dalet, and Perak Hay. The words here, Aval Gidrei HaTshuva Himarba. There are four, I'm not sure how to translate Gidrei. The Hashlishi, the third of these features, Sheyizvada Bahem, you have to do Vidoy. The Yivakesh HaMechila Aleim. You gotta ask Mechila. That's Mistaber, you gotta ask Mechila. That's part of Tshuva. What do you mean? How do you not ask forgiveness? Perak Hay, the Rabbeinu Bachya says again, Sheyizchanin El Helokim, Beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Viatav Alav, Tamid, consistently, petition him. L'chaper avonosav, ulimchal lo l'kabel tshuvaso. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, begging for his mercy, begging for his forgiveness to bear our iniquities, to do away with our sins. The Meiri also, in his Chibra Tshuva, he also has a bakashas haslicha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as part of the Ikare HaTshuva. And the emphasis, it's Mashman Shari Tshuva also, in source number three, you have it in the Rabbeinu Yonah. It's not Mashman, it's there. In the 14th Iker of the Ikarim that the Shari Tshuva Rabbein Yona lists for us in terms of the recipe of his tshuva. So first he quotes Vidoy in the 14th. The 15th Iker, HaTfila. Tfila is an Iker HaTshuva. That's interesting to explore in its own right. Tfila is an Iker HaTshuva. What does that mean, Tfila? Says Rabbein Yona, Yispalel El Hashem, V'yivakesh Rachmim, L'chaper Eskol Avonosav. The Tfila of tshuva is to ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to beg Kadosh Baruch Hu, to beseech a Kadosh Baruch Hu, please forgive me. Bakashas ha-mechila, bakashas ha-slicha. Trying to attain a kapara from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting that Rabbeinu Yonah thinks those are two separate ikarim, vidoy and bakashas ha-mechila. Okay, that's noteworthy, but that's not what we're talking about right now. But the Rabbeinu Yonah certainly has it as an ikra tshuva. And again, the kasha should bother you in its own right, but once you see the other Rishonim, it's obvious, of course. Bakashas ha-mechila, asking forgiveness, slach lanu, mechal lanu, kaper lanu, on Yom Kippur. Avada, that's part of the Ikare HaTshuva. Avada, that's part of the Mitzvah Hayom on Yom Kippur. How could the Rambam have let that slip through the cracks in the Hilchos Tshuva, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, not list Bakashas HaMechila as part of the process of Tshuva? That's a question you have to figure out in the Rambam itself, which we're going to try, B'li Nadir Mitzvah Hashem. But maybe in order to sort of back into it, to try to get into the Rambam through the back door, so let's try to understand the flip side. What's the Machlokes about over here? There seems to be machlokas. It seems that the Rambam doesn't have bakashas ha-mechila as an ikar of tshuva, and Rabbeinu Yonah does have, and the Chovas Levavos and the Meiri, they do have bakashas ha-mechila as part of the ikari tshuva. So what's this machlokas about? What are the two tzadim? So to flesh out the tzad and Rabbeinu Yonah, I think this is pretty easy and intuitive to all of us. It seems, I would think, that what his shita represents, what it's reflecting, is that Rabbeinu Yonah sees the process of tshuva as a means to an end. Meaning, when a person sets out on the path of tshuva, he endeavors to repent before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has a specific goal in mind. He wants to reach a certain end. What end does he want to reach? Mechila, slicha, and kapara. So a person is trying with all his might to do tshuva in such a way that it's niskabel before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Yonah tells us there's levels, tshuva gemura, less than gemura. But a person is trying with all his might to do tshuva. Why? Because he wants to achieve mechila. He wants to clean his slate. The whole goal and the whole end, the whole point of tshuva is to reach mechila. That the nefesh Yisrael should be, you know, mit taher with a test, with a, you know, dagish, through tshuva. That's what a person's aiming for. He's trying to purify himself through tshuva. Okay, if the whole goal of tshuva is that a person is trying to attain mechila, then obviously what has to be part of tshuva? Bakash is mechila, pashat. Of course you have to ask for mechila. The whole goal of tshuva is to gain mechila. Of course it has to be in there. Is it part of the vidoy, not part of the vidoy? We could discuss whether it's part of the vidoy or not, but it has to be featured in the process of tshuva that you're being mevakesh mechila. You're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're begging for forgiveness. Uv'emes, if you look in other places in Rabbeinu Yonah, you look in source number 4, for example, in the beginning of Shar Aleph, Rabbeinu Yonah clearly, at least intimates, that that is what he thinks the Yesod HaTshuva is, that that's the Hagdara of Tshuva. He gives us the famous mashal from Chazal. They have a prisoner who's in jail, and all the prisoners, they devise some plan to escape from the jail. They dig a machteres to get out of the jail. They dig under the jail cell or something like that. They have a tunnel, and 100 prisoners go out, funnel out through the tunnel. They all file out, and prison guard comes to check, and he sees, oh my gosh, 100 prisoners escaped, but one is still here. What's this one guy doing here? And he's sitting there saying, what do you mean? I'm in prison. I'm not supposed to leave. Like, that's what the king told me to do. He told me to stay here. They bring him to the king, and the king says, Shota, what are you, crazy? I put you in jail, but if you had an opportunity to leave, of course you want to leave. You don't want to stay in jail your whole life. What are you, crazy? And he hits him, and he beats him, and he's punished doubly. He sits in jail, and he's punished for not getting out. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, you can read it inside in source number 4, in the beginning of Shara Aleph, he says, the nimshal is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a tunnel. He gives us, we are mired in chet, we're steeped in chatoim all year round. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us an avenue, a path, a tunnel, to dig out from that, you know, pach ma'aseihem, from the depths of our sins. We're able to get out of that. And if we don't take advantage, then he's going to punish us. He's going to be more upset at us. He's going to be koleis aleinu. Why? So it seems like the mashal and the nimshar are telling us that the reason the king is upset at you is because you had an opportunity to escape. You had an opportunity to fix things. So if you have an opportunity to fix things, you got to take it. What's the nimshal of fixing things? If you have an opportunity to gain mechila, to go off, to go out free, to get away from all of the punishments and all of the detrimental fallout from all the avera that you've done during the year. Mechila is the goal of tshuva. Mechila is the goal of tshuva. It's very mistaber to us. And it's very mistaber if that's true, that Rabbeinu Yonah says that one, and the Chovos Levavos and the Meiri, that Bakashsa Mechila, requesting that forgiveness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Slach Lanu, Mechal Lanu, Kaper Lanu, is all part of the process of tshuva. What's the Rambam respond to that? So the Rambam, clearly, he didn't have a Bakashsa Mechila in his tshuva. So what does he think tshuva is about? Clearly the Rambam thinks something's unbelievable here. The Rambam thinks that the mitzvah of tshuva is not about attaining kapara. The mitzvah of repenting, of doing tshuva before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not about receiving mechila, about cleaning the slate. A person has to do tshuva because a person has to do tshuva. The mitzvah HaTorah is that when a person does averos, he has to take an opportunity afterwards to admit that to Hashem, to confess what he's done, to express regret, to take upon himself to never do it again, regardless of whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives him or not. Is it true that there's a concept of mechila? 100%. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metayer us, he's mochel us, he's soleach. 100%. There's a concept of mechila, of kapara. Of course that's true. But even if there weren't, even if there was no such thing as mechila, no such thing as HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgiving us, even if after you did a full tshuva, we have such a concept in a Beis Nishamata. You could do a full tshuva and you still go to the death penalty, right? You still get a death penalty. What do you mean I did a full tshuva? It doesn't matter. Even if you knew that there was no such thing as mechila, no such thing as kapara, no such thing as slicha, still there'd be a mitzvah of doing tshuva, of doing vidui. Says the Rambam, the bakashas mechila doesn't feature in my text of vidui, in my text of vidui, which is the tahalich hatshuva, which is the process of repentance, because bakashas mechila, if it was an ikar tshuva, that would represent the fact that mechila was the goal of tshuva. That's not true. It's a nice outcome. We're lucky that we get mechila from Hashem. But that's not what you're aiming for and gunning for when you're doing tshuva. Tshuva is for tshuva. Tshuva is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu commands us that we have to come clean in front of Him, express that we're never going to do it again, express regret, and move on. Two interesting ha'aras based on that. There's a Medrash Rabbah, my Chavrusa, Rabbi Hoberman pointed this out to me. There's a Medrash Rabbah in Bereishis, which says that Adam HaRishon, after Cain killed his brother, so Adam HaRishon said, "Nu, Cain, what happened? Like, what happened with your Averis?" So Cain said, "Oh, I forgot to tell you, I did tshuva, and nispasher dino, whatever, nispasherly. I mean, I did tshuva, and I had a kapara. It was less of a din and a kitrik against me, because I did tshuva." And Adam HaRishon was like, "What? If you do tshuva, you get a kapara? I didn't know of such a thing." And then Adam Rishon said, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, and whatever. That was part of his tshuva process for his chet. So what's the pshat what's going on in the Medrash? What's the Shakla V'Tarya? So maybe you have a little bit of a depth here. What you see is that Adam Rishon did not know that tshuva could be mechaper. He knew of the concept. He knew you could do tshuva. Tshuva was kadam le'maisa b'reishis. He knew about the concept of tshuva. He didn't know that doing tshuva would bring about a mechila, would bring about atonement for his sins. he found out from Kayin, after Kayin did tshuva, that it does atone for your sins. So what you see is that Kayin, probably going into tshuva, also didn't know that you get kapara through tshuva. And yet, Kayin still did tshuva. There was still an inyan of doing tshuva, even though it could be that you would pass away in a few years and you'd still have all of those sins strikes against you. Even without knowing about an idea of kapara, about mechila, you still have to do tshuva. And that's what Kayin taught his father. Additionally, you have the famous story about Acher, Elisha ben Avuya. So we know Elisha ben Avuya claims, okay, he went off the derech, and the Rebbe Meir is constantly imploring, he's constantly pushing him, Rebbe, Acher, do tshuva, come back, chazor b'cha. You have the story in the Bavli and a little bit longer in the Yerushalmi. You have the Yerushalmi in source number 5. Do tshuva, chazor b'cha. So Elisha ben Avuya, the Acher, says, me, do tshuva, I heard a baskel. Whether or not he actually heard the baskel is a discussion. The Rav has in drushas that he didn't hear the baskel. Really, he made a drusha based on a half a baskel that he heard. But leaving that aside, let's assume he really heard a baskel. Or let's assume he assumed he heard a baskel. It doesn't matter. Point is, he thinks he heard something. What did the baskel say? Shuvu vanim shovim. Everyone should do tshuva. Banim chutz me'acher. Everyone should do tshuva except for acher. You're not going to be able to. So like this, we think that the baskel is saying to acher, at least in his mind, that he can't do tshuva. But maybe the pshat is not that he can't do tshuva. Of course he can do tshuva. Anyone could do tshuva. Anyone could do the process of tshuva. Okay, unless you assume that he was like Paro and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away his bechira, which, I don't know, you don't get the impression that's true. It's possible, but you don't get the impression that's true. Anyone could do tshuva, but maybe Acher heard differently. Maybe Acher heard shuvu vanim shovim, meaning people, do tshuva. If you do tshuva, you come back to me. Shuvu elai. You'll have a tshuva. You'll have a kapara. Says Acher, yeah, but I heard chutz me'acher, meaning I could do the maisa of tshuva, but I'm not going to get a kapara. There's not going to be a kapara. And if there's not going to be an atonement, if I'm not going to get wiped clean, then there's no real reason for me to do tshuva. Look in the Yerushalmi. In source number 5, you have a Yerushalmi Chagiga Beis Aleph. Shamati baskol yatsa mi beis kodesh hakadashim ba'omeres shuva banim chutz me'elisha ben Avuya. That gears is hard with the Rav's drasha, because he should have said chutz me'acher. Yeah. At the end of his life, chala Elisha. Elisha was sick at the end of his life. Asin va'amrin l'rmeir. Harabcha be'ish Azil but I'm going to skip that part. Amrlei leis at chazar bach. Rameir says to Acher, aren't you going to do tshuva? Amrlei Acher responds, ve'ein chazar miskablin. What does he say? Not that I can't do tshuva. What does he say? My tshuva is not going to be miskabelis. Hashem's not going to accept a tshuva from me, old Acher. Amrlei velokain. So Rameir pushes back. Yes, he will. Tasha ben esh adaka. Fine. Until the end of life, you can still do tshuva. What happened at the end of the story? V'hayra mer samech b'libo v'omer. Doma shemitoch tshuva niftar. We'll talk about this soon, what the diak at the end of the Yerushalmi is. But Rameir is excited, is happy, is thrilled that his Rebbe, Acher, he did tshuva. Did he get kapara? Maybe yes, maybe no. I don't know. That's not what the Gemara is focused on. The Gemara says that Acher thought he couldn't get kapara. Rameir pushes back, and he chooses to do tshuva. But what you hear is that Acher, his hesitance, the reason he was so nervous, his hesitation about the mitzvah tshuva, was because he mistakenly thought that if he does tshuva, he won't attain kapara. And Reb Meir pushes back that that's not true. But what you see at the end of the Gemara is that that's not the important point. The Gemara says, not that Reb Meir was sameach because Acher did tshuva and nimchulu lo avonosav. What does it say? Shemitoch tshuva, niftar. Thankfully, he did one last mitzvah before he died. He did tshuva, and he died with tshuva. So what comes out, these are Vaiter Marmakomos, just in terms of the Rambam Shita without any Marmakomos, the Rambam seems to think that Bakashas Mechila doesn't feature in the process of Tshuva because Mechila is not the center stage, it's not the focus of Tshuva. Tshuva is about the mitzvah of being Mizvada, of being Mizcharet, of being embarrassed and accepting upon yourself that you're never going to do it again. That's the mitzvah of Tshuva, to verbalize that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Will you get a mechila? Hopefully you'll get a mechila, but that's not the goal. That's not the focus of the tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, the goal of tshuva is to achieve a kapara. If the goal of tshuva is to achieve a kapara and a mechila, avada, part of the tshuva process has to be bakashas a mechila. Efsher, you don't need this to understand these Rambams, but Efsher, if you turn to page 2, source 6 and 7, with this mahalach, maybe you understand the Lashna Rambam even better, and now you'll see the Yerushalmi come to life a little more. The Rambam in Shuvah Zayin Aleph says, "Ho, Verush is called Nusun Lola. Since we have Bechir Chafshes, Kamosh Biarnu Yishtadel Adam, a person should try. Try means he's chayev to. It's very fitting for the person to try in this case. Rambam writes that way in Perishim Shnayis and Avos. Yishtadel Yos Ish means that a person has to be an Ish. Yishtadl sometimes means you have to do it. It's in Maisa Karbanos also about Nosar. He says Yishtadl to burn the Karbanos before the time is up. They're over Nosar. Yishtadl to put on tefillin in the morning. What are you talking about? Yishtadl. Yishtadl means you have to try your best to do something that you're chayav to do. More to say about that, but that's the word Yishtadl here doesn't mean it's optional. Yishtadl adam lasos tshuva. Person has to try to do tshuva. Ulis vados bepiv do vidui mechatav linor kapa mechatav. Get rid of his chayv. Kedesha yamas vuhu baal tshuva v'yizke l'chayel haba. So that he should die a baal tshuva and get olam haba. Besides for the question of getting olam haba, and that is a motivation for mitzvos, what's pshat in the Lashon HaRambam here? What would you have written? I would have written, we had it in a few weeks ago, I would have said, let the person make sure that he tries to do tshuva before he dies. Why? Sheyama zakai v'ayom schayev. That he should die with a clean slate. He should die with a mechila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do away with the sins before he passes away, and then he'll be zochet to chayel olam haba. What does the Rambam say? Not sheyama zakai. He says, "Kidei sheyamas v'hu baal tshuva." Is it true that the guy might attain mechila? Yeah, that is true. Maybe that's true. But what's the goal of his tshuva? Not to gain a mechila, but to die a baal tshuva. That the last thing he did was do tshuva. You see the same thing in Source 7, Dalid Vav in the Rambam. Kol elu dvar mechilot zebehen av bishma akvenas tshuva. These are impediments to tshuva. Ain monin. They're obstacles, but they're not gonna stop you. They're not gonna obstruct you completely. Ela im asa adam tshuva mehen hareize baal tshuva. Again, what would I have written? If I do tshuva, then I can remove my sins and get olam haba. If I do tshuva, I can attain a kapara and get olam haba. Says the Rambam, no. If you do tshuva, hareze bal tshuva. You did tshuva. That's the means to the end. The end is tshuva and the means is tshuva. It's all one and the same. Again, that's maybe the diak in the Yerushalmi. If you go back to source number 5, that the Yerushalmi says, Rameir was samach belibo v'omer shemitoch tshuva niftar. That he died about tshuva. Not that he gained kapara. Who cares if he gained kapara? That has nothing to do with the mitzvah of tshuva. It's a nice side benefit, but it's not the mitzvah. Maybe, this is also behind another machlokas in the Rambam and Rabbi Yonah, maybe, in terms of just bir apsukim. So if you look in source number 8, Rabbi Yonah in Shar Dalad, in the beginning of Shar Dalad, says, Kedarach sheyesh laguf choli madve, just like we have sicknesses in our bodies physically, kein yesh lenefesh, also a neshama, a soul, has sicknesses. You could be a chayla nefesh. Ubishuv harasha midaka hara. When a person does tshuva from his evil ways, yirape Hashem yizbarach choli hanefesh achotas. HaKadosh Baruch will heal that sick soul. HaKadosh Baruch will offer refuah to this person whose nebuch, his soul, is tortured with sickness. He says pshat one pasuk that way, and the second pasuk v'shav v'rafola. Pasuk in Yeshaya, Rabbi Yonah interprets it pshuto. V'shav, if you do tshuva, oz v'rafola. Right? If you do tshuva, what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be merape you. He'll take away your choli hanefesh. He'll remove the iniquities. He'll give you a mechila and kapara, and you'll have a refuah shalema from your sins. That's what Rabbi Yonah says. The pasuk v'shav v'rafola means. So I heard Rav Twersky Shlita point out that the Rambam learned the pasuk differently. If you look in source number 9 in Hilchos Tshuva, Vav Gimel, so the Rambam here is discussing Paro and different types of people who could have such a serious chait or so many serious chataim in such a way that their bechira is removed and they are held back from Tshuva. But again, we have the concept of Vishav V'Rafalo, so the Rambam says, V'husha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Lidei Yeshaya, this pasuk, Vishav V'Rafalo. Again, also another pasuk, Adlein Marpe. Says the Rambam, Kolomar, Chater Beretzona v'Hirbel of Shawa. These people were so, so terrible. Achin eschayvelim noa mehena tshuva. Until the tshuva was removed from them, they weren't able to do tshuva. Says the Rambam, Achin eschayvelim noa mehena tshuva, shehi hamarpe. Says the Rambam, Rabbeinu Yonah reads the pasuk v'shav v'rafalo. If you do tshuva, I'll give you a refua. V'shav, you do tshuva, v'rafalo. Hashem will be merape, you will heal you, and give you a mechila. What does the Rambam say the pasuk means? V'shav v'rafalo means, Ram says, ha-tshuva hi ha-marpe. The tshuva itself is the refuah. Regardless of whether you get a mechila, regardless of whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu heals you from all of the pitfalls of being involved in averos, regardless of whether it's a kapara, v'shav v'rafalo doesn't mean v'shav and then v'rafalo. It's one long sentence. V'shav v'rafalo. Doing tshuva is the refuah. Says Ram, black and white, ha-tshuva hi ha-marpe. Efsher, maybe, this part I didn't hear from Tversky, but Efsher, that this is also the same machlokas is behind this machlokas. Rabbi Yonah is so focused on the kapara, the attainment of mechila, that the shav leads to a v'rafalo. The goal of the shiva, the goal of the tshuva, is v'rafalo, is a refuah from Hashem being mochel avonoseinu. Says the Rambam, no. The goal of tshuva is tshuva, and the tshuva is the refuah. Kedei sheyam is baal tshuva. That a person should be harezeh baal tshuva. A person needs to do tshuva because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded that he leave the averos, not because he's going to give him mechila. Yeah, he'll probably get a mechila if he does a good job, but that's not the point. The point is the tshuva hi hamarpeh. The tshuva is the refuah. V'shav v'rafalo, it's all one continuum of tshuva, which is refuah. One last, maybe, l'shei tasam here, is that Rabbeinu Yonah, you have it in source number 10, you look at it on your own, in Shar Dalet as well. Rabbeinu Yonah famously learns that the pasuk of Kiva Yom Hazeh Yechap Arleichem Taretzchem with Kol Chatoseichem Lefnei Hashem Titaru, he has a kasha on the pasuk, and he gives a teretz that the words Lefnei Hashem Titaru are a mitzvah, are a tzivui. We have a mitzvah of tshuva all year round from other psukim, like the Ramban or other psukim. We have a mitzvah of tshuva all around. On Yom Kippur, says Rabbeinu Yonah, there's an extra special new mitzvah of tshuva. Ki bayom hazeh lifnei Hashem titaru, to be metar yourself on Yom Kippur. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says is the mitzvah of tshuva. Hachi of hanosaf biyom kippurim. So the Achronim point out, you have it in source 11 from the Avodas HaMelech, Rav's uncle, but this is Pasha Pshat in the Rambam in Beis Zayin. The Rambam didn't learn like Rabbeinu Yonah in the Pasuk. The Rambam learned like the other Rishonim in the Pasuk. And when the pasuk says "Lifnei Hashem titaru," it's not a command that we should be mitar ourselves, but rather, it's a haftacha that if we do tshuva properly, Hashem will be mitar us. So, okay, it's machlokas and pshat nepsukim. I get that, but maybe the deeper nakuda here behind this machlokas as well is that Rabbeinu Yonah sees a pasuk of "Lifnei Hashem titaru," and he sees the words "titaru," you shall be purified. So, what triggers in his mind? Oh, another mitzvah of tshuva. Why tshuva? Because tshuva is all about tara. Tshuva is about achieving. Cleansing yourself, about achieving a mechila and a kapara and a tara. Titaru, it must be a new mitzvah of tshuva that applies in Yom Kippur. Says the Rambam, lo yitachin, titaru? What does being mitar yourself have to do with the mitzvah of tshuva? Oh, it's a nice schar, it's a nice haftacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising us that we'll get tara if we do tshuva, but how do you see a mitzvah of tshuva in the word titaru? Tshuva is not about trying to achieve tara, tshuva is about doing tshuva. Tshuva is about doing tshuva. So the Ram says, no, the pasuk of Lifnei Hashem Titaru, Rida Kipshuto, again, he has a different, Avodas HaMelech quotes the other answer to the question that Rabbeinu Yonah was bothered by. But the word Titaru for the Rambam doesn't trigger this idea that there's a mitzvah of tshuva, because the whole mitzvah of tshuva in the first place was never about achieving Tara. It's a lucky side benefit of tshuva. You guys hear the machlokas so far? Yeah? Clear? Okay, but this is like, there should be a separate sponsorship for the teretz on the next kasha. That's how I hold. That's how I hold. Anyone raise your hand. We should have a bidding war. Wait till you hear the answer. Wait till you hear the question. You should bid on the question and the answer. That's what I hold. You'll hear in a second. Okay. Look in source number 12. The Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah have machlokes whether bakash samachila is bechlal the process of tshuva. And we explain that's based on the fundamental machlokes. You're thinking 500, right? I hear. I see you. No, I see you. I see you, Steph. So we built it upon a machlokas, a basis that they're arguing about the fundamental definition of tshuva. Is tshuva about trying to attain mechila? If it is, then bakash samechila has to be part of it. Or is tshuva not about attaining mechila? It's about doing tshuva. Elamai, a side benefit is you get mechila, and then bakash samechila shouldn't be part of the ikar definition of tshuva. Rambam versus Enyona. Here's the problem. Source number 12. Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs, Essay Ayin Gimel. That mitzvah Ayin Gimel, the 73rd mitzvah, says the Rambam positive commandment. He should zivanu. We are commanded lehizvados alachatoyim to do vidui v'ha'avona shechatan al-vnei akel yis'ale v'lo maro samim ha'tshuva. We got to do tshuva with a vidui v'zehu ha'vidui. That's confession. V'kavan aso sheyomar. What's the text? Ana Hashem chatas yavisi pashati v'asisi kach l'kach. Says the Ramban. V'yarech ha'maimer. Talk verbosely. Go on and on. V'yivakesh ha'mechila b'zeh ha'inyan. And ask for mechila. Do a bakashas mechila from HaKadosh Baruch Hu lefeit sachis lechshono to the best of your articulation, with the most most eloquent manner that you can manage. So says the Rambam, what is part of his definition of the mitzvah of tshuva here in Sefer Mitzvos? V'yivakesh mechila. A person has to ask for mechila from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Menachem, mind blown? We just spent 30 minutes trying to explain that the Rambam doesn't have the concept of bakashas mechila. He doesn't. It's not there. It's not in the Yad HaChazaka. He doesn't have bakashas mechila. And we gave a whole stickle Torah to explain why that makes sense, why it's very sensible. Why would tshuva be dependent on mechila? Mechila is a nice side benefit, but you have a mitzvah in front of you to do tshuva. And the Rambam holds stark of that, and we gave places where it's mashma that way in the Rambam as well. Rabbi Yenon has a different shita. Okay, he's entitled to his opinion. But the Rambam, Minei Uvei, he certainly didn't hold of Bakashas Mechila being part of the mitzvah of tshuva, because he doesn't hold of Mechila being part of the definition of the goal of tshuva. So what's going on in the Sefer HaMitzvahs? The Rambam tells us, V'yivakesh HaMechila. You hear the kasha. Start at 500. Your hands up? No. Okay, that's the kasha. That's the kasha. So I'm going to try to give a teretz. Work with me here. I'm going to try to get this, but we need a mashal, okay? Imagine the following case. Totally made up. Never happened anything similar to this. So if it reminds you of anything, I'm probably not referring to that. You have a guy. Terrible. He kills his wife. The whole world knows he did it. Everyone knows he did it. He killed his wife in cold blood. His whole life, 30, 40, 50 years, he denies the whole thing ever happened. Again, the whole world knows. He destroyed his wife. He destroyed his family. He destroyed her family. All of the people who were, he was their role model. They looked up to him. He lost all of those people and perverted them. He ruined generations of people. He killed someone, and he denies it his whole life. Towards the end of his life, he decides, you know what? I got to come clean. I got to admit it. So he gets up, either in public or maybe he writes a book. He writes a book. I did it. I don't know, making up a title. I did it. And he describes, I want to come clean after all these years. He confesses. He says, Avidoy. He says, I did what I did. I murdered her. Here's how I did it. Maybe he even says he regrets it. Maybe he even says he's embarrassed that he did it. Is that a full confession? Is that a full Avidoy? Is that enough? On one level, it's something. It's like, it's a closure. Like, it's a closure. We feel like we finally got the guy to say it, and we feel like we understand. But what's he missing from his vidui, from his confession? What's missing? So I'll tell you what's missing. He needs to get up in public, and he needs to say that he did it. And he needs to tell people that he regrets it, that he regrets all the damage he caused. He's embarrassed. Vidui shleim. Then he needs to get on his knees and beg everyone for the past 50 years for their forgiveness. If he doesn't do that, if he's not on his knees, being mvakish mechila from everyone else, what does that tell you about his vidui? Was that a full vidui? It was most of a confession, but unless he's standing there pulling on everyone's shirt saying, please, I am so sorry, I need you to forgive me, I cannot live with this iniquity anymore. You have to forgive me, I know you can't forgive me, what can I do to get forgiven? Unless the guy is begging, slach lanu, mechal lanu, kaper lanu, is that really a full vidui? Or is there something missing? Says the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, the basis of vidui is chatasi, avisi, pashati, echmati, boshti, I feel bad, I regret, I admit it. Then the Rambam adds in, asisi kach v'kach, v'yarech ha-maymar, v'yevakesh mechila, v'zeh ha-inyin. Says the Rambam, bakashta mechila is not part of the ingredients. It's not the text. It's not the text of vidui. It's not in the textbook of how you do tshuva. But if a person does a vidui and they're not marich to the point where they are begging for forgiveness, then what does that tell you about their whole vidui? The bakashas ha-mechila, says the Rambam, is not another stage in vidui. It's the culmination of a vidui. It's almost like the shir in vidui. The fact that you do or do not have a bakashas mechila will potentially determine whether or not your vidui was even a vidui shalom, a genuine, real, honest, full confession in the first place. Not, you have to be, say, chatasi avisi pashati v'ani mevakesh mechila. No. Chatasi avisi pashati v'asisi kach v'kach. And if that vidui is really real, then you know what you're going to do next? You're going to keep going. V'yarech ha-maymer. You're going to keep talking. V'yivakesh mechila. You're going to be on your knees begging Kadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness for your sins. Says the Rambam, I don't think that the whole goal of tshuva is mechila. And I don't think bakashas mechila is one of the ikar ingredients in the text of the tshuva. But how could a person do tshuva and not ask mechila? How could a person do a vidui and not end, not culminate with, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, slach lanu, mechal lanu, kaper lanu. What kind of vidui was it if he doesn't have that at the end? It's a shear in the amitus, in the genuine nature, in the fullness and the depth of his vidui. That's what the bakashas mechila is for the Rambam. That's what the Rambam is telling us in Sefer HaMitzvos. Why is it missing in the Yad HaChazaka? It's not there. Or is it? I put it again in source number 13, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Teshuvah. Chayv lesvados l'nekel baruch hu shenemar ish o isha, etc. yizvadu, ketzad mizvadin, what's the text of the vidui? Omer, ana Hashem chatasi avisi pashaiti lefanecha vasisi kach v'kach. I'm embarrassed. U'le'olam eni chosir lavar zeh. V'zehu ikaru shel vidui. That's it. V'chol ha'marbil lesvados u'marech be'inyan zeh. Anyone who goes ahead and elongates that text, adds onto it, throws in a few more things, Hari Zem Meshubach. And Mefarshim asked, what's the Rambam throwing in here? V'chol ha'marbil hizvados, Hari Zem Meshubach. What do you mean marbe? What do you mean marach? You want to repeat it? You say the Vidui 10 times? We do say the Vidui a lot of times in Yom Kippur. Maybe it does mean that. You'll make up more of errors that you didn't do and you'll throw them in just in case. I don't know. What's the Riboy Dvarim here? What's the Arichas Dvarim here? But look at the Lashonos. Again, we don't have this is not the Hebrew the Rambam wrote the Sefer Mitzvos in, but it's the words match up. V'yarech ha'maymar v'yivakish mechila b'zeh ha'inyan, says the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos. V'chol ha'mar be'lizvados marech be'inyan hazeh. So the Rambam didn't explicate for us what he means. He didn't say that he means bakashas mechila. But anyone who realizes anything realizes that if you go on the straight line continuum from vidui until a genuine end, it culminates with a bakashas mechila. Says the Rambam, marbe lizvados umarech be'inyan hazeh. That's an arichas in vidui. That's a ribui in vidui. To have a bakashas mechila be the culmination, be the pinnacle of your vidui, that's being marich in the vidui. That's being marve in the vidui. You don't have to repeat it. Maybe you should also. But you don't have to repeat it 100 times. That's not what the Rambam is telling us. He's telling us right here that a person has to say a vidui. There's a text, a basic text. V'zehu ikar shel vidui. 100%, that's true. That's it. And sof pasuk. That's your vidui. But says the Rambam, if it's really a vidui, be marve and be marich. Be inyan hazeh, about what you're talking about, and be mevakesh mechila. Be mevakesh mechila. That's the end of that continuum. If a person does a vidoy fully, genuinely, truly, deeply from the depths of his heart, then he is sittering with a pachad that he shouldn't be punished. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu should please remove the iniquity. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu should forgive him. He's on his knees begging a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yarech ha'maymar v'yivakesh ha'mechila. It's in Sefer HaMitzvos. And it's in the Rambam right here, right in front of our eyes, in Tshuva Aleph Aleph as well. So it's true. The Rambam doesn't think that the mitzvah of Tshuva is about attaining Mechila. And therefore, if you have to draw up a text, if you had to write a Nusach HaSiddur that had only the basics, like Rabbi Arenshein, wrote for us, Baruch Hashem, the modern day article, he wrote us a new Siddur with only the basics. So if you had to write a new Siddur with only the basics of Tshuva, of Vidui, you would have Charata, Kabbalah Asid, Busha, You have the basic chatasi avisi pashatis. No mechila, because that's not the goal of tshuva. But says the Rambam, you want to make sure you had a real tshuva, you want to make sure you had a real vidui, a genuine vidui, a full vidui. A good litmus test is to see what it ended with. Were you marbe b'dvarim? Were you marich to the point? Were you mevakesh mechila? That's what the Rambam is saying in Sefer Mitzvos. That's what the Rambam is saying in Hilchos Tshuva.